News updates from Vote Leave. From various newsletters up to the 12th of May. The scale of migration is far higher than first thought. Figures released today reveal that the scale and impact of immigration from the EU is even higher than previously admitted. In the 4 years up to June 2014, statistics had already shown that 750,000 EU migrants had come to the UK. However, the new figures, which take into account national insurance number registrations, reveal the figure to be 1.5 million, twice as high. The government tried to stop these statistics being published, as they add further evidence to the fact that we cannot control migration as long as we're in the EU. This puts huge pressure on our NHS, housing, schools, and other public services. Downing Street claimed that the higher number is due to short-term migration. However, this is highly significant, as it's arguably more damaging in terms of wage and work conditions. You can read our full response to the statistics at our website. The reality is we cannot control the number of people coming into the UK while we are inside the EU. Independent experts have made clear that the Prime Minister's renegotiation will do nothing to reduce the level of migration. After we vote leave, we can take back control of our borders and ease the pressure on our NHS. Fantastic first day on the battle bus. Thank you to everyone who came out to support the first day on the battle bus. There were hundreds of enthusiastic Vote Leave activists to welcome Boris Johnson and Gisela Stuart in Cornwall. You can check out some of the photos from the day on our Facebook page and Instagram accounts. Throughout the day, they toured the county, spreading their positive vision of why we should vote leave and take back control of the 350 million we send to the EU every week. They answered questions from people from all walks of life who were keen to understand the key issues surrounding the referendum debate, as well as finding time to visit the St Austell Brewery. The battle bus will be touring right across the UK over the coming weeks. We'll keep you posted for where it's rolling into a town near you. New trade deals could create 300,000 British jobs. Membership of the EU means we no longer have control over our ability to make our own trade deals. This has held back the UK economy as Brussels bureaucrats have failed to strike trade agreements with major global markets such as USA, Japan and India. Vote Leave research reveals that if we take back control of our own trade policy and negotiate our own agreements with these countries, we could create 300,000 jobs in the UK. We can open up an overseas opportunity for businesses large and small, helping to drive our economy and secure jobs and growth. After we vote leave on the 23rd of June, we can look forward to a dynamic trading future, openly with the world. EU judges make it difficult to extradite dangerous criminals and terrorists. The European Court of Justice yesterday took steps to take control of the UK's extradition cases. The European Court will use the Charter of Fundamental Rights, which the government originally said would have the same legal effect as the BINO in the UK, in order to decide if we can deport dangerous criminals. This will make it easier for dangerous criminals and terrorists to remain in the UK. The ruling could even have prevented the extradition of Abu Hamza, had the judgment been made at the time of his extradition. These rules should be made by elected lawmakers accountable to the British people, not faceless bureaucrats in Brussels or unaccountable judges in Luxembourg. After we vote leave on the 23rd of June, we can take back control of these key decisions and make our country more secure. These news items are from Vote Leave newsletters. Do visit their website to make a donation.